This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Nepal, at least 14 people were killed and over 100 others injured after police opened fire during a violent protest by Gen Z demonstrators at Baneshwar in Kathmandu today. The protest erupted following a nationwide ban on unregistered social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube, enforced from 4th of September. We now go over live to our Kathmandu correspondent, Shweta Singh, for the details. Shweta, what is the latest you have on the situation unfolding in Nepal?
Prime Minister of Nepal, K.P. Sharma Oli, is chairing an emergency meeting now of the Council of Ministers and the National Security Council at his residence in Balu Avtar. Army has been deployed to beef up security in Kathmandu. The demonstration, initially announced as peaceful, turned confrontational after protesters stormed the federal parliament premises and clashed with police. Authorities responded with tear gas, water cannons, rubber bullets and aerial firing, but tension escalated further. After this, Kathmandu District Administration Office has imposed a curfew in Kathmandu Baneshwar area from 12:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. today.
Thank you, Shweta, for that update. A workshop of BJP and NDA MPs is currently underway at Parliament Complex in New Delhi. The two-day workshop began yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is also attending the workshop. Senior BJP leaders and members of Parliament are exchanging their valuable perspectives on diverse issues at the workshop. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed upon the need for the Indian economy to be more self-reliant and excel in export. The president said this while addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Engineering Exports Promotion Council in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, with GST rate cuts and simplification, Prime Minister Modi has given a boost to domestic demand.
GST mein jo itne bade badlav kiye gaye, rate cuts kiye gaye, ye hum pass on kare udbhoktaon ko aur sunishchit kare ki iska labh udbhokta ko mile, demand bade. उससे हमारा उद्योग और व्यापार भी बढ़ेगा, स्वदेशी वस्तुओं के लिए आकर्षण बढ़ेगा और पूरे देश में सुख समृद्धि बढ़ेगी.
India and Israel today signed bilateral investment agreement in New Delhi. The agreement was signed between Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Finance Minister of Israel Bezalel Smotrich. The agreement aims to enhance economic ties and explore financial protocols for Israeli exporters. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as a 12th document which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voters list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a stand-alone document for inclusion in the voters list. However, the court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. During the hearing on the matter of special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar, the court asked the Election Commission to direct its officials on the ground regarding the acceptance of Aadhaar. The elections for the post of Vice President will be held tomorrow. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face India Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed by the security forces in an encounter in the Guddar forest area in Kulgam district. An army spokesperson said a junior commissioned officer of the army also suffered injuries in the gunfight. Meanwhile, a Pakistani intruder from Sargodha in Punjab province of the neighbouring country was arrested along the international border in Arispura sector of Jammu last night. In Women's Asia Cup hockey tournament, India has sealed their spot in the Super 4 stage after a resounding 12-0 victory over Singapore in a Pool B match at Hangzhou in China today. Hat-tricks from Navneet and Mumtaz along with a brace from Neha led India's attack, while Lalremsiami, Udita Sharmila and Rutuja Pisal made valuable contributions to cap a dominant victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.